You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Carla, I don't know how many people realize you do a Facebook Live.
Yes, I do.
And you had mentioned something, and it made me laugh.
Yeah.
You had mentioned the fact that you had to learn square dancing in grade school.
Yes. Yes.
And it made me think about, so did we.
Yeah.
It was like, I forget which grade it was.
Yeah.
Like fourth or fifth grade
exactly.
Or something like
that. It was like right in the middle there in grade school. But I was saying it served me no purpose.
I think they taught it because they figured, well, it's an interaction.
Right. Maybe so.
And maybe break the ice and stuff like that.
Well,
but you're right. Outside of that, I have never square danced.
No.
Seriously. They still teach it?
Oh, they can't. Do they still square
dance
in grade school? I guess it was fun, but there were a lot of cooties involved. And then, God forbid, you were like maybe 11 or 12, and then you started having feelings, you know, and you didn't understand them.
I don't want to touch them.
Yeah, well.
Did you?
Well.
Yeah.
Did you have to learn?
It is the official state dance of Pennsylvania.
It really is.
Yeah.
Wow, that begs the question.
Then we'd have a Sadie Hawkins dance where girls would have to ask the guys. And that's where we used our square dancing.
I did not see that on Pennsylvania, on the state. The state. What is ours, I wonder? My gosh, wow, I can only imagine.
Anybody else?
But are they still teaching square dancing? Are there any teachers out there? I mean,
mom and dad, do you know for a fact that they're teaching your kids square dancing?
And why? I wonder that one. Like you say, is it because of the interaction?
Maybe.
According to Google, Nevada's official dance may be square dancing.
Oh, for the love of God. Apparently every state claims square dancing as their official dance.
Are they still teaching square dancing in grade school for the kids?
Oh my gosh. Apparently they are.
Really?
Yes. Daniel said Vegas has a lot of country bars, including Sam's Town.
Yeah.
Many have dance floors where they square dance and they line dance, of course. Now, somebody said, I met my husband square dancing, and we're still together after 25 years. Now, I don't know if they met in grade school or not,
square dancing served them well.
It did.
He knew how to square dance, so.
Yeah.
Jill's on the phone. What's up?
Hey, I would just like to say that although I don't think square dancing happens, I do know that sometimes, at least with the kindergartners, the PE teacher will let them do like the Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, cool.
Or, you know, those types of dances. You know, it's just fun and it lets them get their wiggles out. And I would also like to say with Sadie Hawkins, I know that at my children's high school, last year I think was the first year that they could not do a Sadie Hawkins dance because there was gender assumption involved.
Oh, wow. Man, how things have changed. Yeah.
You got to think of every angle now, which I guess I understand, but it's kind of sad.
Sadie Hawkins should be, I think you invite who you want to invite. You ask who you want to ask.
Maybe.
Yeah. But if we would have done like the Cupid Shuffle, something like that, the Electric Slide, that would have served me well at weddings, something like that. Even at a wedding, I've never square danced.
No.
Ever.
Never?
True story.
Mike wrote in, by the way, Morty, he says, I think maybe Morty went to the wrong school. My wife grew up in Hawaii, and although she learned how to hula dance in school, her brothers and the other boys learned how to surf in school.
Mary said,
I also did it way back when. School that I work at teaches it during PE.
Uh-huh.
And Virginia says I did it in grade school and middle school as well. So, I mean, I guess it's a thing when you're younger, I would imagine, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah, I know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.